Robert Slaughter, SLUGHTER, 12854. Today's 8/14/2025. It's a 71-year-old gentleman being evaluated for face-to-face today. He's under hospice care with history of CHF. Recently hospitalized with pneumonia, COPD with exacerbation, atrial fibrillation, history of myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease, period. And if you're left, he's lost weight. His MAC is now down to 31 centimeter, period. His PPS is 40%, period. He used to live with a friend who has moved out ever since, and he's in a terrible situation because he needs to find a different place to live, but he has a very aggressive dog, and it's hard for him to be placed in a group home. The patient lives at home in a rather filthy situation. Home health, social worker is aware, the DON, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Merriweather, M-E-R-R-I-W-E-H-E-H-E-R, is also aware of her patient's condition, period. His blood pressure is elevated at 172 over 121, and that's because he's not taking his medications. He knows what medications are. He's quite intelligent. He used to be a seaman, S-E-A-M-A-N, merchant seaman, has traveled all over the world, but he just wants to take what he wants to take, period. In paragraph, his medications reviewed for blood pressure. He takes Cardura as well as nifedipine, 90 milligram XL, which he has not been taking, period. In the paragraph, I spoke to the DON regarding this, who states that they would do better education, as we have done today, for patient to take his medication. He also takes aldactone to help with the blood pressure along with Lasix, period. In the paragraph, he's no longer on prednisone, has finished the recent prednisone course, period. He's definitely O2 dependent, has ADL dependency, has a neighbor that helps him along with aides from hospice company. He has bowel and bladder incontinency, recent hospitalization related to worsening symptoms, worsening cardiac and pulmonary symptoms, period. He continues to have weight loss, decreased appetite. His current PPS is at 40%, period. Given natural progression of his disease and lack of follow-up and non-compliance, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. By the way, he's short of breath at all times. Standing up caused him to be very short-winded. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 as far as his CHF is concerned. Thank you.